Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia. You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Hey everyone, Jason Lo here, and welcome to the Unique Life, where we unbox the real you. So for today's episode, we are going to discuss debt. And I wrote a book entitled Determined, spelled D-E-B-T, Determined, Take Control of Your Finances and Your Life. And did you know that money or personal finance is all about behaviors? So if you do not understand how you handle money, you tend to compare yourself to others. How come this person manages money like that and I can't apply it and I can't do it on my own? So it means that you do not understand that person's personality. That's why understanding your personality, your behavior, the way you handle, the way you think about money is crucial. Or else, no matter how many finance seminars, no matter how many books you read, it's not going to work because you're not handling money the way you should be handling money. So for my story, I actually started my first business when I was 18 years old. And I've counted so far, I have had like around 15 businesses already. Most of them are small scale businesses, but one of them or a few of them eventually grew. And one even became a medium sized business. So we employed around 70, 80 people. And in 2008, when I lost one of my businesses, I had to give up the others so that I can finance that business. But eventually, it went bankrupt. 2008 was the worst year of my life. I remember my wife was about to give birth in a couple of weeks. And I found out that we were bankrupt when I checked and she was actually hospitalized because she had a sensitive pregnancy. A delicate pregnancy, and I checked our credit cards. We had 8, and pag gamit namin ng credit card, first credit card declined, second credit card declined. So umabot ng 8. So just imagine. And I can't remember how I was able to pay off the hospital bill. So 3 weeks before she was about to give birth, what I would do every night is I would talk to our baby in her tummy. By the way, it took us around 5 years to have our first baby. And previously, we had money. Kung kailangan pa namin ng pera, dun pa lahat nawala. So every night, I would raise her shirt, talk to our baby, her tummy. And one night, sa sobrang daming problema, hindi ko napigilan, no? Naluha ako. And naiyak na lang ako. Looking back, 2008, yes, it was the worst year of my life. But today, I consider it as my best year, as the best year of my life. Because if it wouldn't have been for that experience, I wouldn't be the person I am today. So in my book, I wrote about that. And 2 weeks ago, someone messaged me in my Facebook page. I don't know the person, one of my followers. And he asked, Jason, do you know what it feels like to be 10 million in debt? I told him, fortunately, I don't, because early on, I was able to manage my debt. And I did that because of experience or learning from other people's experiences. In my book, I share the story of one of my good friends who was, okay, wait for it, around 500 plus million in debt. He was in the garments business. I asked permission from him if I can share his story. He obliged. He said that this story would encourage a lot of people, that even though I was in that deep a rut, that deep in debt, you can still live a fulfilled life. And when he lost everything, he said that he almost lost his family when he had all this money. But when everything was taken away from him, the most important things remained. It actually saved his family. So he was a celebrity businessman. He would speak in events left and right. He's in the cover of magazines, in the newspaper. But when everything was lost, that's when he found out who his friends really are. And they are just a few. And I shared there that contentment, listen to this, contentment is the most powerful financial principle. Contentment. And if there's something we can learn in this pandemic, it's contentment. We don't need a lot of stuff. We don't need a lot of shoes. We don't need a lot of clothes. We don't need a lot of the fluff in our life. Stuff is just stuff. And as the show talks about unboxing, we see a lot of unboxing of stuff. And then you realize you have filled your life with things that you don't really need. I use the acronym, and this is what I'm going to talk about in this episode. The acronym MAD, MAD, Galit. The only way for you to get out of debt is if you are mad at debt. If you are emotionally involved. If you are emotionally invested. You see, if you are not emotionally invested, then there's no way that you can get out of debt. This is one chapter in my book where I discussed my story, the stories of others, and how you can use that. That acronym, M, M means or stands for make savings a priority. Make savings a priority. A is attack debt, and D, day in, day out. Day in, day out. So let's start with M, make savings a priority. Whenever I would conduct seminars on finance, many people would tell me, hey, Jason, I don't have money. I mean, it's not even enough. My salary is just enough to cover our expenses. And I asked them, meron ba kayong utang? Yes. Yung utang nyo ba merong interest? Yes. Okay. Then, kaya nyo mag-save? Huh? Kasi yung interest ng utang nyo, ang tawag dyan savings eh. Napupunta lang sa ibang tao yung savings. So, kaya nyo mag-save. Hindi nyo lang ginagawa. And alam natin ang exercise is good for us, but we rarely do it because it is important but not urgent. Same with money. We think that debt is the solution, but it becomes a bigger and bigger problem if we do not control it, if we do not overcome it. So yung savings na napupunta sa loans nila, imagine nyo yung iba 1%, 3%, and they're dumbfounded na, how come I can't get out of debt? That's the answer. It's right in front of you. I'm not saying it's easy, kasi yung iba sa atin, nagdig na tayo ng hole, no? Nakalalim-lalim, paano pa tayo makakalabas? But it's possible. It requires us first to be emotionally involved. Discipline won't work if you are not emotionally involved. Discipline won't work if you don't feel angry. Kailangan galit ka sa utang. Okay? By the way, I'm not talking about good debt here. Okay? I'm talking about bad debt. Some people would say, oh, meron naman good debt eh. Yes, but probably, I don't know, 90% of people don't even know how to handle bad debt. How would you expect them to handle good debt? So kailangan magkaroon muna tayo ng firm grasp of debt management bago natin mayu-utilize yung good debt. And for our listeners here, just to be clear, I also use the power of good debt in terms of investing, in terms of suppliers who would give me mga time to pay. grace period daw eh, no? Bibigyan ka ng terms to pay yung mga kinuha mo sa kanilang mga supplies. In fact, my books are actually all good debt because my suppliers are very good friends. And they would tell me, hey, Jason, okay lang yan. Sige, kung kailan mo gustong bayaran, binabayaran ko naman sila kagad. Lalo na if the books are already sold. Okay? So, ang importante, no, when you make savings a priority, you have to understand that if you get your salary or your earnings, one of the most important principles is called pay yourself first. Pay yourself first. Pagdating ng pera, kailangan ikaw yung first person na babayaran mo. And it goes to your savings or it goes to your investments. Walang taong yumaman nang hindi ginamit itong principle na to, pay yourself first. Pay yourself first. So kung meron kang mga utang, common question that I get is, pag may utang ako, ano ba gagawin ko? Should I pay my debts first or should I save? And here's the answer. Sabay mo yung dalawa. Kasi pag meron kang savings, tapos ginamit mo lahat pambayad ng mga utang, pag nagkaroon ka ng emergencies, emergency happens, okay? And the least expected natin na dadating yung mga emergencies, parang ulan, di mo ina-expect, wala kang umbrella. Yesterday, we went out, wala kami dalawang umbrella, biglang umulan. Ganun din yung ano, pagdating sa money management. So you have to understand that whenever emergencies come, you have to be prepared. So savings, tsaka yung debt natin, hatiin natin yung payment dun sa dalawa. At this point, we are going to have a break. If you want to unbox the real you, get my unique book bundle. For our exclusive Shopee 1111 offer, get my 3 unique books and 2 unique masks with matching animals for only 1,111. You can also get a copy of my book, Determined, with free shipping and cash back. Just go to tinyurl.com/theuniquepublishingstore. So to continue on our topic on finance, Determined, take control of your finances and your life. The second acronym is A, which is ATTACK. ATTACK debt. Day in, day out. Yun pangatlo. So dun tayo sa pangalawa, no? ATTACK debt. Kailangan yung debt natin, debts natin, tinitignan natin ano yung pinakamababa tsaka ano yung pinakamataas. And some would say you should look for your debt na pinakamalaki yung interest and try to pay that off first. And this is my advice. You look for yung utang nyo na medyo mabab, pinakamaliit, na kaya nyong bayaran kagad. Okay? So yun yung unahin nyo muna para mag-build tayo ng momentum. Kasi behavior nga yung finance eh. Kaya tayo nade-depress, we lose hope. It's because we feel that it's impossible for us to get out of debt because we look for those debt na malaki yung interest pero yung malaki din yung amount that it would take you years to pay off that debt. So, yung hahanapin mo dyan, ano ba yung kaya kong bayaran ngayon? Tapos, yun na, mag-build kayo ng momentum. When I was in debt, I listened to this cassette tape, okay? Pag-aalataan ng generation, ng edad. I actually listened to this cassette tape every day. One of our pastors, his name is Joey Bonifacio. He lost his business. He lost everything. He was like, I think it was 30 million in debt. He was in 30 million in debt, and this was in the 90s. And then he shared that sumakay siya sa jeep. Yung pinakadulo, di ko alam kung tama yung tawag doon, yung escribo ba yung tawag doon, yung nasa dulo. Nandun siya, and ang tagal-tagal niya nang hindi sumasakay ng jeep. Tapos umiyak siya. Naiyak siya, sabi niya, why is this happening? After everything, after all the work I poured, after everything I did, ito lang yung kakauwian ko. And he was crying. And there was something in his heart that whispered. He said that God whispered in his heart that, hey, Joey, bakit ka umiiyak? Million-million ang mga taong sumasakay ng jeep. Ikaw, ngayon ka lang sumakay ng jeep. iiyak ka ngayon? So yung narinig niya yon, lalo siyang umiyak, no? Pity party siya. And then what he would do every month is to go to the bank and pay off his debts kung magkano yung kaya niya. And he made a promise to himself na he won't, his family won't watch a movie until they pay off all of their debts. Grabe, no? Di ba nakakainis? Pag nasa social media ka, may nakita kang may utang sa'yo, tapos nasa vacation, nasa abroad, may bagong kotse, may bagong cellphone, and nilalabas, parang kulang na lang, eh, no? Kasi pag ganyan daw, dapat pagpe-pray natin. Pero yung pinagpe-pray mo na ng iba, no, Lord, kunin mo. Yun na yung naiisip mo. Pero pag ganyan, well, here's my advice. You just shrug it off. And hey, just focus on things that will enlarge your territory. Focus on things that will make you more money instead of wasting your time, yung energies natin sa ganun. So, yung narinig ko yung story ni Joy Bonifacio, I was listening to that cassette tape every day, millions in debt. And finally, when I got out of debt, and then after 10 years, okay, kasi 2008 yon. Yung 2018, nag-video ako, nasa kotse ako. Tapos, kinuwento ko lang yung story. It's like a 3-minute video. It's on my Facebook page. Tapos, daming mga nag-comments. I think it was viewed like more than 50,000 times. And sabi nila, naiyak daw sila, naramdam daw nila kasi yun din yung pinagdadaanan nila. Sa loob-loob ko, talagang maiiyak kayo kasi iniyak ko talaga yan eh. Ilang oras ako umiiyak every day before. Pagkagising ko sa umaga, yung chan ko, yung butterflies in the stomach, hindi nga butterflies eh, parang bubuyog eh. And then, before I sleep, it would happen again. I can't eat, I lost weight. Every 9 a.m., natutrauma na ako sa cellphone ko pag nagri-ring. Kasi alam ko, bangko, na kailangan, baka maputokan ako ng cheque. Praise God, hindi ako naputokan, no? Kahit once. Pero ang hirap, 2 to 3 times a week naghahabol kami ng pera. So yung change ko yung focus, yung attacking debt, sabi ko, I would focus on what I can control right now, and it is to talk to my suppliers, to negotiate. Everything is negotiable. Everything is negotiable. I know someone who was like 25 million pesos in debt. Wala na siyang mabayad. Negosyante din. Naubos lahat. Na-negotiate niya, babayaran niya 1 million. Pero totoo naman, wala na talaga. Pumayag. Kasi wala na silang mahukuha. So at least meron pa silang mahukuha. So you can negotiate with people. Huwag niyo lang tatakbuhan. Huwag niyo lang yung... kinatawagan kayo, the drop call, or when they message you, you won't message them, then dun magkakaroon ng problema. You have to be transparent. Eat your pride. Swallow your pride. And be humble. And one day, I believe that if you are in that situation, you will get out of debt too. So attacking debt builds momentum. And your goal, once it's finished, save, save, save. And finally, the last one is day in, day out. I am a fan of Karate Kid, the Jackie Chan version, the older one, si Pat Morita, and si Ralph Macchio. And by the way, watch the new Netflix series, Cobra Kai. Amazing. After 30 years, gumawa sila yung follow-up stories, what happened to them. And still the same cast and new cast members who are the next generation. Just a fantastic movie. Bumaligtad ngayon. Yung kalaban, naging bida. Kaya yung Cobra Kai na group before, they're now the protagonist. And Ralph Macchio, the Karate Kid, well, he's still a good guy. But now, it's the perspective of the antagonist before. Kalimutan ko yung name nung bida, no? Na kalaban. But the blonde hair. And in the first Karate Kid, si Pat Morita teaches Daniel-san, day in, day out, is synonymous to that scene where he taught him to wax the car and do it this way. Wax on, wax off. You clean the car this way. Sabi ni Daniel-san, can you teach me karate? I'm being bullied. Okay, I will. One condition, no questions. He agreed. First thing that he was asked to do was to clean the cars, paint the fence, scrub the floor. After 4 days, he was so angry, I hadn't learned a single karate move. And Pat Morita, Mr. Miyagi, called him, Daniel-san, come here, and instructed him to do those same hand motions, wax on, wax off, and then proceeded to attack him. He didn't know that the same hand gestures that he would be using were the very same gestures that he would use to win the karate championship. The small things count. The small things count. If you want success, the key is consistency. The key is consistency. So day in, day out, what should I do? The small things matter. The small things matter. Hindi ka makakabuo ng 1,000,000 pag wala kang 100. Hindi ka makakabuo ng 100 kung wala kang piso. Huwag niyo mamaliitin yung mga maliliit na bagay because that is what is going to give you, bring you breakthrough. So if you are in debt right now, remember contentment. It will teach you contentment kasi ang debt, it is just a symptom of a deeper, deeper problem. So briefly, I want to share about the four personality types. And this is a vast topic when you talk about money. But just a glimpse, let's say you're a dominant ego. How do you handle money? Dominant egos love risk. Risk takers ang dominant egos. And they actually do not study investments much because they're very practical. They want it quick. And yung bilis nila, yung speed nila, it deters them from achieving greater success. Unless they get someone who is more analytical or they're married to someone who's analytical, then that other person can help them. If not, sila yung mga usually nagsastart na mga iba-ibang businesses na hindi na ma-manage kasi they're good starters. But when it comes to managing, they get bored with it. So yung pera sa kanila, no, mga risk takers yan sa investments, be careful and study first and learn first and be patient. Kahit maganda yung opportunity, you have to step on the brakes once in a while. Kasi ang problem sa inyo, hindi yung speed and confidence to take on, to go to uncharted waters, take on bigger risks. The challenge would be to pause, take a deep breath, and to think things through. The influential roosters, the gregarious types, kayo naman magaling kayo in sniffing out new opportunities, new investments. But when it comes to money, I'm not putting you in a box, but if you are a high influential, then you're not gonna be very good with money. Kayo pinaka-gullible sa mga tao, no? Pag meron mga inaalok sa inyo, nahihiya kayo, you're a people pleaser. So you would just happily oblige, kahit na ayaw mo, kahit na hindi na pag-aralan. The influential roosters, you would benefit greatly if you find instruments, financial instruments that offers forced savings. Kayo ang pinaka magbe-benefit dyan. For example, yung mga in-offer ng mga insurance companies, mga investments. So you study them. You study them. Or let's say you invest in real estate na o-obliga kang maghulog ng pera. Wala kang choice. Si Steady Carabao naman, most of your money is just in savings. Hindi nag-i-interest yan. Kinakain na yan ng inflation. Kaya be open to invest. Be open to take risks. Kung di mo kaya yung malaking risk, unti-unti. Kasi ang investment naman, hindi naman yan risky eh. Kapag pag-aaralan mo, you can learn to control risk and turn things around to your favor. So, importante lang na kailangan hindi tayo masyadong takot, risk averse. I've met some people who just have all of their money. He's a retiree. He has like 10, 12 million. All his money is just in time deposit. So, steady. Steady savings. Last is the corrective tertiary, the analytical. And they can be paralyzed with analysis. But they're the best in terms of technical analysis, fundamental analysis. Pinag-aaralan talaga nila, no? Pag sa stocks, binabantayan nila. So, ang challenge lang sa mga correctives, you might tend to lose sight of why you are investing in the first place. And if you lose money, that's also one way for you to see or to value your worth na hindi dapat ganon. Kasi you are not your net worth. So kung nag-fail yan, you feel a little, you lost some of your self-esteem. Pero kung lumalaki naman yan, naka-base din yung iyong identity sa performance mo. So you have to, ano, you have to control that. And pagdating naman sa optimist, pagiging optimist, kasi if you make money, you can be a pessimist. If you lose money, definitely you're thinking negative things. Pero if you make money, ay, chamba lang to. Ay, baka mag-ano na naman, mag-swing na naman yan. So, kailangan alamin natin na yung why are you investing in the first place. So, just a glimpse of the four personality types when it comes to money. When it comes to your behavioral styles, or I like to call the money personalities. By the way, for those of you who are interested to learn more about the unique personalities, then you can actually go to my website, www.jasonlo.com, jasonlo.com. I have courses available for which talks about the unique personalities, okay? And it will give you an in-depth look of how they actually, how to use the AAA model, which is aware, accept, and adapt. Aware, accept, and adapt. When I lost everything, I talked to a friend who lost more than me. And he told me, Jason, pag ikaw nawala ka ng pera, ito tandaan mo ha, huwag na huwag ka magmumukhang kawawa. Kasi kawawa ka na nga eh. Magmumukha ka pang kawawa. Ang tawag na sa'yo, chihuahua. And ever since that time, I never considered myself poor. Never. Even though I was millions in debt. I only considered myself broke. Because poor is permanent. It is a state of being. But broke is only temporary. One day, matatapos din yan. If you are in this situation right now, my gentle admonition, face it. And my encouragement, one day, matatapos din yan. And just like me, you can show people that if you can get out of debt, your story will be used to help others get out of debt too. Whew. If I talk about money, business, personalities, I can talk the whole day. So let's leave it at that. Again, this is Jason Law. Thank you for tuning in. The Unique Life Podcast, where we unbox the real you. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlo.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.